Hello and welcome back to the Self-Love Show with Sammy. If you don't know me, I am Sammy, a clinical hypnotherapist, and I specialise in body image and self-love manifestation. So you can find me over on TikTok and Instagram using Sammy Alice Therapy, and also my website too. So it's super easy for you to be able to find me. Today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about the biggest thing that is really truly the only thing keeping you from moving forward in your life and manifesting life in which you want it to be. So relevant to your past, you can completely transform the way that your life works for you, how you perceive your body, how your body works for you, the relationships you then magnetize to yourself from that level of self-love and acceptance of yourself, and other things such as your finances, your wealth, your health, your career, the kind of lifestyle that you want to live. So there's one big thing that is truly blocking you from being able to move into that embodiment of the next best version of you, which you could do in any moment, in any time, but this thing's holding you back. So this is what I'm going to talk about in this episode today. And I'm going to take you first through how this happened to me a couple of years ago, just after my baby was born in 2020. And this is after years of, I trained in 2016 as a certified life coach. 2018, I became a clinical hypnotherapist. I've run my business for many years. I've worked with women all over the world globally, helping them to transform using the very powerful tool that I have in rapid transformational therapy and coaching, combined together to be able to transform the stories that they are recreating through manifestations, through their subconscious mind into their life, of the self-sabotage, the low self-esteem, the low self-confidence. And you know when you just keep repeating things in your life that are from three different people, through different situations, but it's the same stuff. It makes you feel the same way. It makes you believe the same things that you believed about yourself. That is a thing that we very powerfully change in rapid transformational therapy. So when you work one-to-one with me, we do that together. The sessions last a couple of hours. Or I do actually have my latest course, The Body Image Glow Up. You can go and grab that in the show notes, or just head over to any of my socials and you'll find the link. And that is a self-study course, a 30-day plan to be able to guide you through it. So you do it along with me to understand where the issues have come from with your body, with your self-love, and to instantly transform them. So in this episode, what is it that happened to me that made me finally, as they say, kind of like hit your knees and say, okay, this is it. I actually cannot be this way anymore. This is preventing my life from being the way that I want it to be. And I've kind of actually just got to let this go. So stuff happened in my childhood, as with everybody. Things happened that when you're young and you feel like you've been abandoned, rejected, not loved, or you don't fit in, it is a huge impact on your survival instincts. You instantly think that you're not a part of the tribe anymore. And because we have evolved from those tribal times where if you weren't a part of the tribe and you didn't belong, you could just pretty much die. A predator would find you. It was a threat to your survival. We as children are still wired in that way, and still as adults, but we're a little bit more aware of it. We can kind of look through different perspectives, we're a lot wiser, a lot older, learn a lot more things. But as children, we put the blame on ourselves. If anything goes wrong, we blame ourselves. So as a teenager, things happened in my life that made me hold on to the belief, up until my daughter was born, the subconscious belief that I was really unloved, unlovable, not worthy of other people, pretty inadequate, beneath others. And these things kept manifesting in different experiences in my life in all of my late teens and 20s. And then on the last occasion, after my daughter was born. So I say subconscious beliefs because obviously that's what I work with. That's what manifestation is about. You manifest from your subconscious beliefs. So you don't even need to know necessarily what they are. You're not consciously or often aware of them. I thought I'd done enough work. I thought I had come to a place where I didn't feel this lack of self-worth anymore. I thought, how could it be possible? Like, I've been obsessed with this work since my late teens. I learned about manifestation when I was 15 years old. I've trained in all of the methods that I have since 2016. I've had multiple therapy sessions throughout my own format with other RTT therapists, and I've paid externally for other people because I fully believe in self-development and therapy. Like, if I've got something that I want to work through, I'm going to invest in myself to do that. So I thought, surely I am at a place in my life now where I just have cleared everything up. I've healed from the past, I've forgiven everything that happened in the past, and I've changed the subconscious beliefs that I had about myself. But by what occurred after my daughter was born in my personal life, and I don't need to explain to you exactly what happened, but just to say it was an event that occurred that brought up feelings within me again that I was unwanted, unloved, not good enough, an awful person, because I really believed when I was a young girl that I was the worst person in the world. I was a really bad person. I was really unworthy of other people's love. People didn't like me. All of those kind of really self-sabotaging belief systems that are really mentally painfully debilitating on your life and the things that you then manifest into your life. And so I thought I'd cleared that up, and I absolutely had not, because it all came right back to the surface when I was a new mum with an event that occurred. And mixing that with the hormones that women have when you first got a new baby, the way that it completely transforms your life upside down when you have a child, and then the lack of sleep, and we were in a pandemic, and multiple things on top of one another, it really did mentally take over a lot of the first year of my daughter's life for me. And I found it really hard to cope with mentally. I got really bad anxiety, a lot of things I hadn't had before, and especially not in my adult life. So this occurred, and I'm thinking, at the time, I'm 30 now. This was supposed to be the decade that I don't have anything. I don't have these awful, like, we're always going to have challenges in our life, but I didn't want to have these horrible feelings about myself anymore. That's the most painful thing, is when you don't feel good about yourself. That's when it hurts the most, because when you don't believe in yourself, when you cannot back yourself and feel confident in yourself and love, kindness, compassion, all the good things for yourself in the face of adversity, even if someone or some collection elsewhere has a different opinion to you, when you can't do that, that is where suffering comes from. When you don't love who you are, and you are dependent then externally on people and things to give you that and to fill that cup in, then your life is never, ever, ever going to feel good for you, because as soon as they fill that cup up, they can empty that bitch back out again. So what you want to be able to do is really get yourself to a place where you subconsciously believe all the good things about yourself, that you are worthy just because you are, that you are lovable, that you fit in, that you are wanted. Just that ultimate level of confidence within yourself where you don't need anything externally to prove that to you. So I knew by this experience that I absolutely hadn't healed what my subconscious belief systems were, and I didn't even realize that. But the way that you can understand what a belief system of yours is by what you're experiencing in your life. So your subconscious beliefs will always manifest into you what you believe, into your life what you believe, because your internal world reflects out into your external world. Your mind creates matter. Everything is about energy. Everything lives and comes to you from the frequency in which you are in. Now, if you are holding a very low vibrational frequency dominantly, because you are still holding on to the past, you're not letting things go, and you really haven't actually changed the story or the belief systems of yourself, then you will continue to manifest experiences to prove that to you into your life, just as I did when I thought I'd cleared it up. So what did I learn and what have I discovered from this that is the biggest thing that will block you from manifesting a totally different life? What I have really learned is, and it does take some guts to kind of just decide that this is the mindset shift that you really want to have. It takes that courage and that guts, but what it also really ultimately takes is a decision to have that ultimate level of freedom, that you aren't going to waste another day of your life stopping your dreams from manifesting, whether that be within your body image, with your body, your relationship with your body, what your body does for you, the self-love that you hold for yourself, relationships, career, anything like that. So it's an ultimate decision that you want to clear up your past to be able to leave space for that stuff to come in, because that stuff that you want is on a different frequency level to what you're currently at. If you're not manifesting that stuff, if you're not experiencing the things that you want, then you are not in alignment with it right now. And the reason why you are not in alignment with it now, the biggest thing that is stopping that from happening, is because you are holding on to your past story as a victim. So it sounds like a harsh truth, but if you do not decide that you are just going to change the way that you see what happened, that you are going to transform what you think occurred in that event and what it meant about you, you will hold on to that story as a victim, feeling almost like a kind of level of self-pity for yourself. Listen, I say these things, sometimes they can sound a bit harsh, but it's from my own personal experience. So I fully realized from this last event that occurred that I am still looking for reasons to feel sorry for myself, to feel like a victim, to bring me back to that event when I was a child and say, see, I'm always the one that's treated in this way, or X, Y, Z, whatever it might be for you in relation to your life. If you do not decide to go back to that event, and often the reason people come to me and invest in the way that they do is because you don't even know where these things have subconsciously come from, but your mind knows and stores absolutely everything. So if you can go back to those events and truly decide that forgiveness is the thing, I'm letting that go and I am flushing the toilet from all of those, and I am changing the story and the meaning that I've attached to that event. I'm going to look at this event now and I'm going to decide that it will happen because I'm really loved. I'm going to look for all the reasons to prove to me in this event, and furthermore, as to why I really am loved, as to why I really am worthy, as to why I really am good enough. When you decide to do that instead and start to shift your perspective from being looking for the things to prove to you as to why things have gone wrong, but to look into your past events, the worst things that have occurred, and thereon forward throughout the rest of your life, and look for the reasons to be like, this is why everything always works out for me. Like, look at this. I've got overwhelming amounts of love in my life. Of course I do. I've got overwhelming amounts of luck and blessings in my life. And of course I do. And deciding to shift out of that victim mentality and decide to forgive the people, to forgive what occurred, to forgive yourself. Because if you hold on to resentment and anger and frustration and sadness, that is what you will continue to experience in your life. That is at such a really low energetic frequency. And what you desire is on a higher level of frequency, then you're never going to be in alignment with it. So you have to be a bit modest. You have to just decide that, okay, it's time for me to actually just let that go now. It's time for me to decide that it's better for me to manifest the life that I desire, a body that I desire, the way that I want my life to be, than to need to be right. So we all want to be right. We all want evidence to say, I'm the one that's right, you're the one that's wrong, you did me wrong, I was the better person in our life. You need to just let that stuff go. You need to forgive. You need to let it go. You need to write a new meaning onto that. You need to look at what occurred and really just look at it through a different set of lens and think, how has this proved to me that I really am loved? What happened there that showed that I really am loved? What if I dealt with it differently? What if I decided that when I was a young girl, I didn't care what had occurred and it wasn't going to affect how I felt about me or my life? What would you have done differently? What about if you decided to have compassion for the person or the people and look at it through their perspective and what was going on with them, and perhaps maybe have a little bit of lightheartedness about it and stop feeling so much of a victim around it? Because if we don't get out of this victim mentality, then you will never be able to really be free of that stuff from continuously manifesting into your life experience. So when we hold on to being a victim, we will forever be a victim. But once you decide to empower yourself, and this is all just about you, this is freeing you up, this is empowering you, this is loving you, this is what this decision is. It's about letting go of the power that you've given. It's about taking back that power that you have given to other people, to outside circumstances and situations, and deciding, do you know what? That fucking happened for me because I am so overwhelmingly loved enough and worthy. And I'm going to look for evidence in my life to prove to me in all of my past and in all of my future that that is the case. And I'm going to forgive you because it doesn't matter anymore. You were coming from your side of the street, from your perspective, from your belief systems, and I can see why you did that, and I'm letting that go. And just freeing yourself from holding on to past stories, because these past stories that make you feel like a victim will forever manifest into your life until you change the meaning that you've attached, until you change the character that you are deciding to be in your life. People talk about main character energy all of the time, but we're forgetting about transforming it where it actually first birthed from. You can't just wake up and just do affirmations all day and positive scribing or manifestation tools. You actually need to clear the space in your past to let that stuff go. We know everything manifests from a subconscious level. If you just ignore it, you're going to be in constant misalignment. Your belief systems will not be in alignment with you, what you are desiring, and you are going to feel like it's really hard work. You're going to feel that things are never shifting. And I want to just let you know from this experience, from this episode, that the biggest thing stopping you from moving forward is still holding on to that past, still holding on to that victim story, not letting it go, not updating it and changing it, and not forgiving, whether that be other people or whether that be yourself. Until you do that work, and I can say from now, my own personal experience, it will continually come back into your life. You have to totally reinvent yourself, and that begins with clearing up the space of your past, seeing it from a different set of lens, and just accepting the truth is that it could have been dealt with in a different way. It could have been seen in a different way. You could have responded or reacted differently had you not been a little child. You can look at it now from a different set of lens because you're an adult. You can see different perspectives from different people. So perhaps your mind has been exaggerating the truth as the years have gone on and looking for more reasons to make you feel like you were the victim back then. And the only reason it ever does this is to keep you safe. So everything is all working out in your favour, but now it's probably come to the point where it's actually sabotaging you. So the biggest thing that you need to do is change the meaning attached to the stories that you're still holding on to subconsciously from your past. I really hope that this has helped you today and to help you see through things a little bit differently, from a different perspective, from a different lens, from a different viewpoint, that there is still so much you could do to just become a different person instantly. Like, you really could just let everything go. You really can just decide in any moment, I'm going to be a totally different person now. I'm going to see things totally different now. It's an energetic decision that transforms your life, and really that's the thing that moves mountains in your life. So if you do want to grab yourself the body image Glow Up course, the 30-day plan to manifest your dream body image, the self-confidence, self-love, freedom around food, all the things to make you feel like an absolute goddess, to make you fall in love with yourself, and so then making you magnetic to the most amazing life and blessings that you could ever imagine, then just head over to my socials, grab yourself the link there, and you can enroll. It is going for £111 at the minute on a 2-monthly payment, and I cannot promise that it's going to stay at that price. Alternatively, you can drop me a DM on one of the socials, so probably Instagram, and book yourself in for a one-to-one application. So we are nearly at the end of 2022 now. I work with my women for 3 months, so we could end 2022 together, and you can enter 2023 as a completely new woman in a body you love, a mind full of freedom, self-love, self-belief, self-confidence, self-worth, changing the entire trajectory of your life. So if that's something that you're interested in, just send me a DM and we can book a call and get the application underway. But otherwise, I really hope this has helped you today. And if nothing else, head to my TikTok and you'll be able to see tons and tons and tons of videos that I put out all of the time with really valuable content that can help you with your transformation within your body and within yourself, within the love that you were born to absolutely overwhelmingly have for yourself.